So hello everyone. So now we will see the demo of Windows Azure's blob storage. So let me create the sample saying that blob sample. That's my project name. Now after I create this, it'll prompt me which I want. I need a web interface. So let me put a web interface and hit OK. So that will create two projects into my solution. One is web role and another is the cloud project. Now web role will come up with some default value, but let me go and add few configuration value into my cloud project. So first I will add data connection, and I will choose the type as connection string and select my depth storage for the timing. Now I also need to add one more thing, which is container name. So that container name is basically the container I'll be creating under the blob. So this is normally a string, and I'll leave it as my pick. Okay, once I'm done, I go ahead and save that and close it. Now the part which is done for the cloud project. Now if I go into the global.asx, I need to first enable one small thing to ensure that I am able to read the configuration file of the cloud project. So that's basically by leveraging the cloud storage account, and the API which we discussed earlier will help us identify that. So let us try doing that. Now what we are trying to do, basically we are trying to create a simple picture upload application which will help us upload the picture. Now I'll say that cloud storage account, if I say cloud storage, it should actually help me add that. Cloud storage account dot set configuration setting from publisher. Now I'll say can name. Little lambda just to help us do the thing which we're looking for. Now just write it here. Now after doing this, I'll say config setting. I'll say role meant now I use the get configuration using the config name. Just one parenthesis missing, and that should be fine. Now once this is done, I should be able to read the data connection string which belongs to the different project altogether, as you can see. Instead of the config name, I can also pass the name called data connection if I want to hard code that over here, and it will be actually be reading the data connection string over there. So I can do that. Now once I have done that, I come back and close this global.asx, go to this and make a simple thing like blob sample, and here in this we add few ASP.NET controls to make things look some sort of professional thing. So I will get some sort of file uploader image. So let me put first a file name text box. So I'll say file name, and then I put a text box. Okay, and that text box has got some ID equals to txt name. And once I have that text box as runnet server, I can actually go and add the file uploader. I use the paragraph control to put it in a proper format. Also wrap it under paragraph control. Inside that I say choose me, sort of something like that, and I use speak file upload control, and I give a name as file UPD, and then I also say it as Riot server. Now file uploader control is done. Now I need a button to actually submit my output, so let's just put a button outside of this space. Now I say button, I say submit. And that's Runit server, and I also need some sort of ID. I'll say but btn save. Okay. Now I also need to show the data into some sort of control. So let's just pick the list view control. So let's say I've got a list view control, okay, and then inside the item template I add ULLI's listing, so I say li. I use a small control called image, and then I put the src equals to some source, okay, that we will decide later, and then I have that image. Now this image will have some sort of style associated to it, which I'm going to define over here. I'll say style. Ideally all of this should go into your CSS file, not should not be embedded into that, but just for the demo purpose we are putting everything together into this file. Now inside this style I'll say img tag, and I'll use some sort of width as 200 pixel maybe, and then height as some sort of 175 pixel maybe, and then margin as 2 pm, and then border color as olive. That's it. Now this image will be displayed into this another item template. Now inside that I also have need the ID field, which is LST image. Okay, after this LST image what I need is an empty item template when there is no file there. So no image sort of empty item template will show up into this, and I go ahead and save it. Now I go back into my code and start writing few lines of code over there. So what I need to do is that I need to go into the code file and then start writing few lines of code. So first thing first, what I need is that I need to put the most commonly used thing. So it ideally should be part of the new page creation process template itself, page not is post back, because most of the time we need this in the page load event. Okay, so this page is post back is not post back is there, so I need a method which basically will get me the images. So using the data connection I can actually read the container. So let me create a cloud blob container and get my container from there. Okay, so let me just write that code. So here's the code. So I'll say public cloud blob container get my container, and once this is done, what I also need is all the references which you have taken in the global.asx. Let me just copy them here and put it in this file as well, so that everything is taken care. One more thing we need, the storage client. So this is being handled. The cloud blob container from method is created. Now let me put the body. So I'll say var account. So first thing is the account you need to access. So using cloud storage account class, we can actually get the configuration file value from the config file. So from the configuration setting, which is data connection. Okay, that configuration is being read from this place. After that, I create a blob client. So I say var client equals to that account dot create blob client, and this accepts no parameter but help me create the client. In return to that, what I will be returning from this method is the client object, and then get container reference, and using the role environment to read the container value from the config file of the other project, I say get configuration setting value, and then I say container name. Now you need to be very careful about while this typing this text, because these are all text which you have assigned value to. So if you do a spelling mistake, then things gonna break. So you basically got the container into your code, and you need to check if the container really exists or not. So let me create a method saying that public, and then make it a void, check if container exists. Okay. And then after that, you say var container, and I say get my container. So this will get me the container. So all this code I don't have to write for that. And I say container dot create if not exist, just like you do with the file handling operation. So you go ahead and create if that file doesn't really exist. Now after that, you set the permission. So I'll say var permission, and in the container, I'll say first I get the permissions. So I get all the permissions through this object, and I say permissions dot public access equals to, and using this enumerator, I say blob container public access type, and I make it as container access type. And after that, I say container dot permissions, set permission, and pass on the modified permission object just now created by me. So it's done. The container is created. If it is not, while creating it, I set the permission, and it's done for the lifetime, unless I go ahead and delete that container from my storage account. So things gonna handle automatically and efficiently. So let me go ahead and write the code into this. So I use this method called check if container exists in the page load event, which has to be checked at the very beginning of the application load. And I need also to display the image into my list view control. So I will say public reload images, and let's make it void because it's gonna just bind the data to my list view control. So that's the list view control, and I say data source equals to, and I use this get my container method, and I say list blobs, gets me the list of blobs, and I say new blob request options, and that gets me the list of blobs which I can enumerate to. Now after I'm done with this, I go ahead and do this stuff and then just close, finish it up, and after this I say use flat blob listing and make it to true, and also set that blob request option details, listing details, this object equals to what are the blobs I need. So I need all of them, including metadata, snapshot, and everything. So basically, I'm done with the loading images. So if there is any image, it will be displayed unless I call the classic ASP.NET method, that is data bind. Nothing will be binded if I do not call this method at all. So need to be also careful about it. So the list image data bind event is called. After that, what I'm gonna do is that I'm gonna write code for saving the data. So let me go into default.aspx and go and see the designer. And let me go into the design mode, and it should show me that. Now, inside this submit button, if I double click, then the button save comes up. Now I'm gonna write few lines of code. So if I say if file upload control, that's the control, HTML control to upload the file. So it has file, then I just go ahead and call the save image method. So I need to go ahead and save the images, but let me just do one thing. Let me quickly write that small utility function called save images. So I'll say public void save images image, and then what I'm gonna do is that I'm gonna pass on string ID. Here I'm going to show you how to add additional metadata using name value collection. Once this is set, we need to just upload that data into the blob. Now, using the save image method, I'm gonna upload this file. So I'll say just call this save image to ensure that I'm calling the method I have written to this. Now, first thing first, I need the ID. So let's just use the most reliable one. Let me just save this and try running. Comes up. Now what I need to do is that I need to put a file name saying that test one and click on the browse. Right now there is no file. You can easily see here from this bottom of this page there is no file associated. Now I go ahead and then use my libraries, pictures, public picture, sample picture, this penguin set and submit. A picture uploaded. What I need to also do is that go ahead and use this Server Explorer and see the development storage, how it looks like. And you got this new container, and you can see that image is being stored, and you can see that it's completed, right? If you want to add one more into this, so just go ahead and run this. Let's see. Auto. Test. Submit. And goes ahead. And then you can see the second file coming up. Okay. So this actually tells you how you can leverage the existing dev storage to build your whole application. And once you have decided that you want to move it to the actual cloud, you can just go ahead and change this config file as per the cloud account name and the secret key you have by changing the property value from the connection string over here. And you can use this information and make this as HTTPS, and then things will go into your blob. So that's the demo for how you can build the blob sample. Thank you very much.